ശ്രീരാമതമശ്രവസ്തമം ജ്യേഷ ബ്രഹ്മണസ്പത ആനഷ്ടം വന്നോതിഭിസ്സേദസാദനം ശ്രീമഹാഗണാധിപതയേ നമഃ. ഓം നമഃ പാണിനി കാത്യായന പതഞ്ജലിഭ്യഃ. ശബ്ദവിദ്യാ സമ്പ്രദായ കർത്തൃഭ്യഃ പരമഋഷിഭ്യഃ നമോ മഹദ്ഭ്യോ നമോ ഗുരുഭ്യഃ. ഷഷ്ഠി പദച്ഛേദം കൊണ്ട് ഏചഹ അയവായാവഹ. ഏചഹ മീൻസ് ദറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി ഷഷ്ഠി. ദെർഫോർ ഷഷ്ഠി സ്ഥാനേ യോഗ, ദറ്റ് പരിഭാഷ അപ്ലൈസ്. ദെർഫോർ യു ഗെറ്റ് ദ മീനിംഗ് ഏചഹ സ്ഥാനേ. ദെൻ ദെർ ഈസ് ദി സൂത്രം ഇക്കോയം അച്ചി. ഫ്രം ദറ്റ് സൂത്ര അച്ചി കംസ് ഹിയർ. In fact, from the number you can appreciate how the Achi came here. Ikoyam Achi Sutra number is 6174 and this is 6175. Okay? 6174 is Ikoyam Achi and that Achi comes into the lower sutras. Okay. Okay. The sutras are one after the other, so from the above sutra certain words come into the lower sutras. You can appreciate that way. Therefore achi comes here, achi means saptami. Therefore achi pare, like you go on achi, achi pare, when achi is, achi is following immediately. So you have a very interesting situation. If it is there, achi is following, yan will come. If achi is there, achi is following, then ayavayavaha, they come. Ayavayavaha is a dvandva samasa. Ay, ay, av, av. If you do samasa, it becomes ayavayavaha. So ay, av, ay, av. I, av, I, av, all the four are combined. Therefore, H are also four. A, O, I, av. A, O, I, av. So, for, when there are four of these, A, O, I, av, any one of them is followed by ach, any vowel. Then, the four will come. I, av, I, av. These four will come. So, sthani and adesha. Here, sthani is H. The one which is there to begin with. That is sthani. A, O, I, av. They are the four sthanis. And in the place of the four sthanis, the sutrakara, he mandates four adeshas. I, av, I, av. So, the sthanis are four, adeshas are four. Therefore, the first one, second one, that respectively, that is coming as a Paribhasha Sutram next. So, he will clarify that. Therefore, when A, O, I, av are immediately followed by ach, so you will get I, av, I, av. That is the sutra. Okay? You may now say, Echo Yavayavaha. In fact, Samhitayam comes into this. You see, Samhitayam, it is always there. When you pronounce them continuously, contiguous, they say, you know, contiguous states of America like that. So when you pronounce them continuously, without break, then sandhi becomes relevant. So, vritti, echaha, kramat, ఐ ఔ ఐ ఆవ్ ఏతేష్యురచి ఏచహ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ఏచ్ అచి యాజ్ అచ్ ఫాలోస్ ఐ క్రమాత్ రెస్పెక్టివ్లీ ఐ ఔ ఐ ఆవ్ ఏతే దీస్ స్యుహు కమ్. సో దీస్ ఫోర్ విల్ రిప్లేస్ ది ఏజ్, ది ఫోర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఏజ్, వన్ ఫర్ ది వన్ రెస్పెక్టివ్లీ వన్ అచీస్ ఫాలోయింగ్. నౌ హౌ కెన్ యూ సే రెస్పెక్టివ్లీ, హౌ డూ యూ నో దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రెస్పెక్టివ్లీ? దెర్ఫోర్ పాణిని హ్యాస్ అ పరిభాషా సూత్రం ఫర్ ఇట్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విధి సూత్ర బికాస్ హియర్ అయవాయావహ దీస్ ఫోర్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ మ్యాండేటెడ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ విధి సూత్ర. But to interpret the Vidhi Sutra, you need certain general rules, which are called Paribhashas. Therefore, the respectively, the principle of respectively, Kramat, that is there as a Sutra by the Sutrakara. So that Sutra is coming now. Yatha Sankhya Manudesha Samanam. So it's a very simple Sutram. Yatha Sankhya Manudesha Samanam. సమానం మీన్స్ టు డోస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఈక్వల్. ఈక్వల్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఈక్వాలిటీ ఇన్ వాట్? సమ సంఖ్యాకానాం. సో వెన్ ది సంఖ్య, ది యథా సంఖ్యం ఈస్ దేర్ యునో, సంఖ్య మీన్స్ ది కౌంట్. యాజ్ ఫార్ అస్ ది కౌంట్ ఈస్ కన్సర్న్డ్, దే ఆర్ ఈక్వల్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఏచ్ ఏచ్ దే ఆర్ ఫోర్. అయవాయావ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఫోర్. Therefore, they satisfy the description, samanam. Then, when that is happening, anudeshaha means, so, anudeshaha means the mandate. In the case of echolavayavaha, the mandate is adesha. Anudesha is mandate, vidhi. In here, it is adesha. Adesha, it could be agama, it could be anything. So, any kind of karya it could be. దట్ కార్య, దట్ వ్యాకరణ కార్యం దశ, ది మ్యాండేట్, ది గ్రామటికల్ మ్యాండేట్, ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్. అనుదేశ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్. హౌ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్? యథాసంఖ్యం, వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టూ గ్రూప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈక్వల్ నంబర్ సమానం, దెన్ యథాసంఖ్యం, సంఖ్యాం అనతిక్రమ్య యథాసంఖ్యం, ద సీక్వెన్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ వైలేటెడ్ అనతిక్రమ్య, దట్ ఈస్ ది యథాసంఖ్యం. So, H are four, and Ayavayavaha, they are four, and so the first one will be replaced by the first one. That Sankhya is maintained. The second one to be replaced by the second, third by the third, fourth by the fourth. This is called Yatha Sankhyam. The Sankhyam Anatikramya, Yatha Dharmam, means Dharmam Anatikramya. You don't violate Dharma. Yatha Vidhi, you know, Yatha Vidhi. Yatha Vidhi means Vidhim Anatikramya. You don't violate vidhi. Yatha kalam means kalam anatikramya. That is the samasa. So you don't violate or transgress kala. That is yatha kalam. Yatha desham. You don't transgress or violate the space. So yatha sankhyam means suppose the first one is replaced by the second one. Or third one is replaced by the first one. Then the adesha is done in violation of the sankhya. That should not happen. సో యథాసంఖ్యం అనుదేశ సమానాం. నౌ పరిభాషా సూత్రం ఇట్ ఈస్ యునసే సమసంబంధీ విధి యథాసంఖ్యం స్యాత్ సమసంబంధీ బిలాంగింగ్ టు ద సేమ్ నంబర్ విధి మ్యాండేట్. Yeah, it is a mandate belonging to the same number. Like Echolavayavaha, it is a mandate, Adesha. This Adesha is connected to the same number, four sthanis and four Adeshas. That is the samasambandhi vidhihi. Yathasankhyam syat. It happens without violating the sequence. That means respectively ityarthah. So we establish our situation like that. Now the examples he is giving, you see, You see, Hari is called stem, Pratipadika. This is Shabdadhikara, how Shabdas are created. That will come later, much later. But here, the example is given from that situation. So, Hari is the Pratipadika. Then, Chaturthi Ekavachana Pratyayam. The Pratyayam is Nge, Kakhagaghanga is there, E, Nge. In that Nge, Nakara is its sojna, it will go away, and A will remain. That it is called Nit, Nakara its sojna. It has its own relevance, you will understand all that when you study Shabdadhikara. But, so here only this much, Hari plus Nge, then Nakara will go away. Hari plus A, that is the situation. In this situation, so Echaha Kramat, now Hari plus A, then a Guna will come, but E becomes A, that you will understand in Shabdadhikara, how E becomes A. So when E becomes A, now you have Hare plus A, Hare, that H it is, followed by A, which is Ach. So H is there and following is the Ach. And therefore, H-O-Y-A-V-A-V-A will apply. In the place of A, I will come. If it is O, Av will come. If it is I, for Av, Av. That is the sequence. Therefore, here you have A, Hare plus A. So that first A is now replaced by I. So Haraye A, Haraye, that is the example. I will write it for your advantage. Shall I write on the board? Is it necessary? You got it. Okay. Haraye. Then Vishnu is there. Vishnu is the Pratipadika. Chaturthi Ekavachanam. Vishnu plus Ne. Then Nakara will go, Vishnu plus A, then Guna comes. Guna, for you, Guna is O. You will see it later. Vishnu plus A. So Vishnu, O is H, followed by Ach. A is Ach. Therefore, H-O-Y-A-V-H will apply. Then O means Av will come. Second one to second one. Av. So Vishnav A. Vishnav A. Okay, then there is a verb, ni, that is the verb. And in a particular procedure, aka pratyaya will come. Okay, and e becomes guna nai. Nai plus akaha, up to that you come. In the Shabdadhikara you will know it. Nai plus akaha, then this H-O-Y-A-V-H applies. Nai, I is there, followed by Akaha, I is Ach. Therefore, in the place of I, you will get I. Nai plus Akaha, Nayakaha. Then, Papan, so there is a Dhatu, which is Anakapratyaya comes. So it is Pau plus Akaha. Pau plus Akaha. Those details you will see later. Just Sandhi only now. Here, this Sanhita, you cannot avoid Sandhi now. Sandhi is a must in all these examples. That's why such examples are given. So, Pau plus Akaha, that Au is there, followed by Ach. And therefore, in the place of Au, you will get Av. Pavakaha. These are the four examples. Okay? Now you may say,
యథాసంఖ్యమనుదేశసమానాం
స్యాత్ హరయే విష్ణవే నాయకః పావకః. ఓకే, దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర వాంతో యి ప్రత్యయే. సీ ఇన్ ఎ సూత్ర, when there are two words in the same vibhakti, then one of them becomes adjective to the other. Like for example, Ramaha Dasharathihi is there generally. He Here Dasyarathi is the adjective, Ramaha is the original word, Visheshana, Visheshya. Suppose Rama, the word is in Shashti Vibhakti, then Dasyarathi also should be in the Shashti. Ramasya Dasyarathehe, like that you should say Ramasya Shashti, Visheshana, Visheshya, and Dasyarathehe, Visheshana. Like that you understand this much, right? You see this all the time. So for example, Agajanana Padmarkam Gajanana Maharnisham Anekadantam Bhattara Anekadantam Upasmahe, you say. So Gajananam Upasmahe, Gajananam is the Visheshya. Agajanana Padmarkam is Visheshana. Like that every word is a Visheshana. Now in Sutra, in Palini Sutram, there is one Visheshana and one Visheshya, suppose. That kind of a situation. Then there is a Paribhasha by Panini. The Paribhasha is Yena Vidhistadantasya. It has not yet come to you. You just understand as of now, you will know it further, but you need it now. Yena Vidhistadantasya. That is the Sutra. So, when a Vidhi, a mandate is there in the Sutra, and you are using Visheshana, keeping a Visheshya there, Visheshana is used, then you always take it as anta, tadanta, ending with that, like that. For example, kruttadhita samasascha, there is a sutra. So there pratipadika saujna is being defined. Arthavadadhatura pratyaya pratipadikam kruttadhita samasascha, like that sutra is there. What is pratipadika? So krut is pratipadika, that is how it comes there. Krut pratipadikam. Krit is a pratyaya. How pratyaya becomes pratipadika? Therefore this is there. Whenever there is a visheshana, you have to take it as anta. Therefore krit doesn't mean just krit by this paribhasha. Krit means kridanta. Kridanta is pratipadika. The stem ending with krit is called pratipadika. Taddhita is there. Taddhita doesn't mean just taddhita. Taddhita is the pratyayam. It is a suffix. Suffix how it can be the stem. So any group of syllables ending with this suffix taddhita, it becomes a pratipadika, the stem word. So taddhitanta is the pratipadika. So you see, instead of saying kridanta, taddhitanta, samasascha, he has said krit. Taddhita samasascha. Samasa is not the example here. Samasa is different. Therefore, you see, instead of saying all the time anta word, he will drop the word anta and made a general rule. Wherever there is visheshana, you take it anta. This is the scheme. So, he will have thousands of sutras in which visheshana and visheshya will be there. And in all those places, the word anta can be nicely avoided. He just tells without anta and puts it as an adjective. And now it is understood as tadanta, that coming as an end. That is the paribhasha. Yena vidhihi tadantasya. So one example I gave you, I wish I have some more examples to give. Therefore, whenever there is an adjective, that adjective means ending with that adjective, not just that and that only, ending with that. Krut doesn't mean just krut, kridanta. Taddhita doesn't mean just taddhita, taddhitanta, ending with taddhita. Like that, I wish I have some other example. Anyway, so that is a general rule. You understood the rule. When it comes in a particular sutra, I will explain to you. Suppose Visheshana is in Prathama Vibhakti, Visheshya is also in Prathama Vibhakti, then Anta will come. Visheshana becomes Anta. In Dvitiya Vibhakti, both of them are in Dvitiya Vibhakti, then also Anta will come. That Visheshana you take and add Anta to that. In Tritiya Vibhakti also you take Visheshana and add Anta. In Chaturthi Vibhakti also you take Visheshana and add Anta. Panchami Vibhakti also same, Visheshana add Anta. Shashti Vibhakti also same, Visheshana add Anta. that there is one exception to this general rule. That exception is Saptami Vibhakti is the exception. First I told you general rule, now I am telling exception. Because here in this sutra, Vanto Yi Pratyaye, you look at the sutra. Vanto Yi Pratyaye, Vantaha Yi Pratyaye. Here what is the Visheshya? Pratyaye is the Visheshya, Saptamayaka Vachanam. What is the Visheshana? Yi. Yi is Saptamayaka Vachanam. Yi is Saptamayaka Vachanam. So, Yi is the Visheshana, Pratyaye is the Visheshya. The qualified is Pratyaye. The qualifying word is Yi. Both are in the same Saptami case, seventh case, Ekavachanam. Now, normally, yena vidhistadantasya, if that has to apply, then what reply, what meaning you should get? Yanta pratyaya. The pratyaya ending in yakara. That way it should come. But I told you in Saptami Vibhakti there is an exception. That too, the exception is only for those words which mean a single syllable. So, the general rule is yasmin vidhistadantasya. The exception to that rule is, general rule is yena vidhistadantasya. The exception to that rule is yasmin vidhistadada valgrahane. These two rules I will write here just for your understanding. We are bringing these sutras in this context a little early. They come later, but now you need it. So I will explain to you one more time. The general rule is yena vidhistadantasya. Wherever you have visheshana, means adjective, you add the word anta to that and take it as ending with that. Ending with that adjective. Not just that adjective alone. Ending with that adjective. That way you take. Okay? That is the general rule. But if the Visheshana and Visheshya both are in Saptami Vibhakti, they will be always in same Vibhakti. They cannot be in different Vibhaktis. That is obvious. If the Visheshana is in the Saptami Vibhakti, and that too, that Visheshana is only one syllable, Algrahane. Al, you know, Tadadau, Algrahane. Already Vachovayavaha is there. Av has come there. So, Al means Varnam, syllable. I will not look till the end. Therefore, it must be Saptami Vibhakti, referring to a single syllable. In that case, it is not Anta, it is Adi, Tadadau, not Tadantasya, Tadadau, Algrahane. This is the exception. Not every Saptami Vibhakti. If it is more than one syllable, then it won't apply. Then also Anta only. It must be Saptami Vibhakti, and also a single syllable case. In that situation only you will have Adi. Okay? This is the general rule. Now you look at the sutra, Vanto Yi Pratyaye. So Pratyaye is the Visheshyam, the qualified word. And the qualifying word is Yi, that is Saptami Vibhakti. And Yakara is one syllable, Yi. Therefore Adi will come. Therefore, Yadav. That is the scheme. Okay? Now, into this sutram, there are a few anuvrittis will come. So vantaha is there, another word you have to understand. Vantaha, vantaha means vakara anta, having vakara at the end. Where, what is the number? Yachoyavayavaha is 6175, this is 6176. Therefore the same topic. The adeshas are four. Ayavayavaha, four adeshas. In these four adeshas, two adeshas are ending with ya and two are ending with va. So he is referring to that ending with va, vantaha. So yathasankhya is there. Therefore whenever vanta situation is there, that means vanta will come when o and au. So o and au, only in such situations vanta situation is there. So when o and au are there, you have to take only these two, because vanta, yanta we are not, yakara we are not concerned. So when there is a word o, and then it is followed by what? Yakarado pratyaye. The pratyaya beginning with yakara, that follows. O followed by a pratyaya, a suffix beginning with yakara. In such situation, that vanta will come. Vanto yi pratyaye. I will give you example. So goya is there. This ya is a ye. Go you, we say ya because for pravucharanartham akara is added. So go you is there. When you have go ya, you, akara will come separately. So go ya is there. In this ye is a pratyaya. It is a one syllable and yakaradi pratyayam. That is the adi, that is everything. Okay? So go ya, it is ya, ya, you take entire ya, yakara adi pratyaya. It is now go ya, if you take the echoyava yavaha sutram alone, then it won't apply because achi is not followed, you know. There is no achi here. So that vakara adesha, vanta adesha, that means av and av adeshas, they do not come if there is no achi, based on echoyava yavaha sutram. But here he wants them. Therefore, not only when ach is following they come, but also when yakaradi pratyaya is following, then also they come. He has to make a separate sutra for it, because echoyavayavaha won't make that possible. That is the significance of that sutra. You see, you should understand a few things. What is the spirit of the sutra? What is it that is mandated? And what is the occasion in which the mandate applies? All that one has to appreciate thoroughly. Suppose yakaradi pratyaya yachoyavayavaha is not applicable there, and he wants that vakaranta, that av and av, that vanta adeshas he wants there, and therefore makes a separate sutram. So that is the spirit. Now you may say vanto yi pratyaye, yakaradau pratyaye pare, ओदौतोः अव आव एतौ स्तः यकारादौ, बिगिनिंग विथ यकार, प्रत्यये ए सफिक्स, परे एज इट फॉलोस. नाउ व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दी ऑल द थ्री वर्ड्स पुट टुगेदर? यू मे से यकारादौ प्रत्यये परे, as a suffix beginning with ya follows immediately. That is the meaning of it. Okay? Akaradau pratyaye pare. O dautoho. For okara and aukara. You see, for okara, he uses takara there. To say okara, he says oth. And to say aukara, he says out, that by adding t, he fixes the syllable. There is a sutra for that is coming later. You just wait for that sutra. For the present, you take it like that. ఓత్ మీన్స్ ఓకార, ఔత్ మీన్స్ ఔకార. సో దిస్ ఓకార, వై ఓన్లీ ఓకార అండ్ ఔకార, వై నాట్ ఏకార అండ్ ఐకార? బికాస్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ ఆఫ్ వాంతాస్, వాంతాస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ టూ, అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఓన్లీ టూ విల్ కమ్. Therefore, in the place of okara, naukara, it's artha. Okay, you say that. Odautoho. In the place of okara, naukara. Au, av. Etau. These two adeshas. Staha. They come. Respectively. That respectively applies. Yathasam samanadesha samana. Because two are these and two are those. So two for two, one for the one, like that. That is the sutra. You followed it? You say again, yakaradau pratyaye pare. Odau toho. Au av. Etau staha. Yakaradau pratyaye pare. As the suffix beginning with ya follows immediately odautoho, in the place of o and au, au av etau staha. So these adeshas au and av come respectively. Okay, gavyam. So the word is go. Go payasor yat. That like that there is a sutra. Just you listen to it and how that ya came I am telling. That yakara prachaya, how it came I am saying. Go payasor yat sutra is there. It will come later. So go ya. Go ya. Ya came. What is this ya? Ya is a prachaya suffix. Beginning with yakara. Yu plus a, you know. So beginning with yakara. Therefore, yakaradi pratyaya is following immediately o. And therefore, in the place of o, you will get av. Yojo ayavayavaha won't give that av. Therefore, separate sutra. So, in the, you remove o and put av there. So, gavya, gavya. That is the stem. And you cannot use a stem. You have to make it into a word and use it. Therefore, sut will come. So gavyam, the milk of a cow, ichartha, that is the meaning of it. Okay, then now is there. Now means a boat. For when a particular water body, you can cross it using a boat, then we say this can be crossed with a boat. Like that we say, suppose ocean is there, you cannot cross ocean with a boat. But a river is there. You can cross the river with a boat. Therefore we say, so this river can be crossed by a boat. A boat facility is there. That is the context. In that context, the word nau, which means a nauka, which means a ship, naval came from nau only. So which means a ship, it gets the pratyaya ya. Nau ya. Nau vayo dharma, etc. For dharma also yaprachaya is there, dharmya, that yaprachaya is there, like that yaprachaya comes. So now plus ya. Now this ya is a pratyaya beginning with yakara, ya plus a, therefore yakara adi pratyaya. And it is following immediately av, and therefore vanto yaprachaya will apply and you will get av. So av you remove and put av there. So you will get navya. And make it, the napunskalingam it is, make it the prathama ekavachanam as a word. Navyam. So gavyam, navyam, these are the two examples. Okay? Next sutra. Adva parimanecha. It is the same topic. అదే గుణ బిఫోర్ దట్ అద్భుత పరిమాణే చ ఇస్ ఆల్సో దేర్. అద్భుత పరిమాణే చ, యు సీ అగైన్, వన్స్ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అబౌట్ వాంత ఓన్లీ, అవ్ అండ్ ఆవ్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఓన్లీ. అద్భ మీన్స్ పాత్, పరిమాణ మీన్స్ మెషర్. వెన్ యూ ఆర్ మెషరింగ్ ది పాత్, saying that this is 1 mile, 2 miles, like that. If that is the context, in that context, O is followed by a word beginning with ya, yakaradi word, any word. O is followed by that. Then echoyavayavaha won't apply. Even vantoli pratyaya won't apply, because it may not be pratyaya, it may be a word. It may not be suffix, it may be a word. So vantoli pratyaya also won't work. That kind of an example is there. The example is, go is the word, yuti is another word, go yuti. And now you combine these two to make a word which gives a measure of the distance. A distance which can be covered by a cow in a particular time, like that. Go plus UT means 2 miles. That is the distance. So this is the measure of the distance. And the O is there. And UT is not a pratyayam. It is yakara adi to hai, but pratyaya to nahi hai. It is yakara adi, but not a pratyaya. Therefore, vantoi pratyaya doesn't apply. Therefore, he made a separate sutra to have that word taken into account. Therefore, go yuti, the combined word means the distance of a particular distance, measure of a particular distance, adhva parimana. And therefore, avya will come. In the place of o, avya will come. It becomes gavyutihi. It means 2 miles. Okay? Adhva parimane cha. There is no vritti. Vritti you have to understand, because it is so obvious. I will tell you how. Adhva parimane cha. In the context of measuring a distance also, odautoho au av etaustaha. O and in the place of o and au, au and av come respectively. That is how you have to make up a sentence there. Gavyutihi. So go plus yutihi, it is, now it became gavyutihi, avadesha. These are 4 adeshas. In the place of a, ayi comes, it is called ayadesha. Ayi adesha, ayadesha. Ayadesha, avadesha, avadesha. We talk like that. We should become familiar with the nomenclature. Here gavyutihi, it is called avadesha. Avu came as an adesha in the place of o. Ayadesha, haraye, ayadesha. Vishnave, avadesha. Nayakaha, ayadesha. Pavakaha, avadesha. Like that, avadesha it is. Gavyutihi, avadesha has come. Okay, that finishes this avu, av, etc. This echoyavayavaha context is concluded. 3 sutras. Now we are coming to a saujnya sutram. So the word guna is there. Guna in the normal Sanskrit, it means a few things. A quality is one meaning. And satrajastamo guna is a technical name given to a mode of the mind. Satrajastamo guna, another meaning. But in vyakaranam, it has a very special meaning. It doesn't mean any of these things. So he uses the word guna to mean a particular set of syllables. Therefore, he is defining it. Aden gunaha. You see, at en gunaha. At. You see that th he added. By adding th, he fixes the syllable. How he fixes next sutra will tell you. Just you wait for a little, it will come. Yeah, tapastapkarasya. At fixes. And en means a-o. Even that three is there, that is followed, that is that comes after A, and therefore it fixes A. And it is coming before A and O, N. It fixes A and O also. Akara, Ekara, Okara. These 3 sounds are called guna. Any one of them is named guna. Suppose you see A anywhere, it is guna. A is guna. O is guna. suppose in that example Hari plus A, Haraye, that E becomes Guna. I told you that Hare plus A, that is Guna. Vishnu plus A, that is Guna. O is Guna. So A, E, A, A, O, these three are called Guna. In Telugu we byhearted a sutram. A, E, O, Lu, Gunam, Guna, Badu. These three are called Guna. Chennai Suri is Telugu Vyakarna. So he adopted from Sanskrit only. So these three are called Guna. That is the name given to it. Ad, At, Encha, Gunasam, Nyasyat, At, Akara, Encha, Ekara, And Okara, Gunasam, Nyasyat, gains the name Guna. What is this Tha? All the time it is coming. Like Oath out, in the Vritti it came. Adem Gunaha At, that Tha is coming. What is the meaning of this Tha? Why you put it? What does it mean? So he is giving a Paribhasha Sutram, an important Paribhasha Sutram, Saunjna Sutram, important Saunjna. Wherever Tha comes, its meaning is to be understood this way, a general rule. You may say that taparastatkalasya. See, this sutra is an apavada sutra, exception. There are two kinds of sutras, utsarga sutra and apavada sutra. Utsarga means general rule, apavada means an exception to the general rule. So I will write the sutras just for your understanding.
This is known to you. This is the present sutra, taparastatkalasya.
You see, the situation is like this. Anna udit, anna uditcha savarnasya saujnyasyat, we have seen. Anna means I will not look atra anna parevana karena. I will not look along ayavacha hayavatatalan. So suppose you say a. It is the name or saujnya for 18 varieties of akara. You have seen a ityashtadashanam saujnya. So it includes 6 varieties of hraswa, or 6 of dirgha and 6 of pluta. What is the difference between hraswa, dirgha and pluta? The difference is kala. Ukalo jhraswa dirgha plutaha. Ukalaha. U is hraswa, u is dirgha, u is pluta. So this is the difference. Therefore, when you apply savarna saujnya, a, it is including all the syllables, all the savarna syllables, irrespective of the kala. All the 6 hraswa are included, 6 dirgha are included, 6 pluta are also included. All the 18 have come. Okay, 6, 6, 6, udatta, anudatta, swarita, nanunasika, ananunasika. Don't bother about the details. Therefore, hasva, dirgha, pluta, all are included in that savarna sutra. But, therefore, when he says a, it means how many, it means what? A, hasva, dirgha, pluta, all the three will come, irrespective of the kala. But if he puts taf besides it, at, tapara. Tapara means taha paraha ismat saha. Bahundi is masa. So the word which has t at the end of it, that means at. Or it could be panchami tatpurusha also. Tat paraha tapara. Following ta. T aim. You know, adem gunaha. At aim. This aim is following t. In the case of at, t follows akara. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether at is coming after the syllable or before the syllable. Wherever it is, it won't allow all the three kalas. It fixes to that particular kala only. Taparaha tatkalasya saujnya. Tatkalasya. Suppose you said at. In that at, that takara, without it, that a could be hraswa or dirgha or pluta. But with it, it applies only for that particular kala. Means hraswa akara only will come into picture. Suppose you say at, only dirgha akara will come. Now hraswa won't come, pluta won't come. Generally pluta is not the issue. Generally hraswa and dirgha are the issues. So without t, it could be hraswa or it could be dirgha. But with t, either if whatever it is that only. If you say at, then it is hraswa akara only. If you say at, it is dirgha akara only. Therefore, a savarna saujnya which applies to all the three kalas is now restricted to a particular kala by adding a t. That is the apavada sutra, exceptional sutra, and that is the general sutra. Okay? Now with this background, now you can understand the vritti easily. Taparastatkalasya tapparaha yasmat saha tatparascha uchyaryamana samakalasya iva saudhyasyat. Taha paraha yasmat saha, which has a takara following, that is at. Tat parascha, which follows takara, like eng. Both are there in adengunaha, both are there. Eng is following takara. At, that akara has a takara by its side. Therefore, at is the example for taha paraha ismat saha. Eng is the example for tat parascha, adengunaha. Uchyaryamana samakalasya iva saujnya syat. It becomes a saujnya to that syllable which has the same time span as it is pronounced. Yeah. When I at, what is the time span? Hraswa. And therefore, the savarna saujnya won't apply everywhere. Only hraswa, akara, say six of them, they will be taken into account. When I say at, dirgha is the kala. As I said, a, dirgha kala I have pronounced, ta fixed. Therefore, once you put ta there, t, that tu will go away. It won't sit there. It is called idvarna, it. It goes away. But even while it goes away, it fixes the kala. That is the purpose. You should not think that at, it, all this it will be sitting there. It will go away. It won't come into the vidhi. But it fixes, it's a marker. The marker will go away, you know. It fixes. So it is like the book is meant for you. I'll put a marker, a sticker I will put. And write your name. And you look at the book and take the sticker out and throw it and take the book. Like that. The dvarnas are like that. At means it fixes the kala as hraswa, and now you know, okay, I should not bother about dirgha, only hraswa only. You understand. Now tu will go away. That is how taparastat kalasya. Therefore, adem munaha, when he said that a, because of that t, it eliminates the dirghanah ప్లుత, ఓన్లీ హ్రస్వ విల్ కమ్. వితౌట్ త్ ఆ మీన్స్ అష్టాదశానాం సంజ్ఞ. దట్ ఈస్ ది స్కీమ్. నౌ అదేం గుణ యూ కెన్ అప్లై దిస్ సూత్ర ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ అదేం గుణ. దెర్ఫోర్ హ్రస్వ అకార దీర్ఘ ఏకార, ప్లుత ఏకార వోంట్ కమ్. దీర్ఘ ఓకార, ప్లుత వోంట్ కమ్. హ్రస్వ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్, ప్లుత ఈజ్ ఎలిమినేటెడ్. దీస్ త్రీ అ ఏ ఓ, దీస్ త్రీ ఎలోన్ దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ గుణ. అదే గుణ. వాట్ ఈస్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సంజ్ఞ? ఓకే, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ గుణ సంధి. నౌ వీఆర్ కమింగ్ టు ఎ సంధి కాల్డ్ గుణ సంధి. సో దట్ సంధి ఈస్ కమింగ్. యూ మే సే ఆద్ గుణ. యు సీ దెర్ ఈజ్ వన్ అధికార సూత్ర. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ ఆద్ గుణ సూత్ర ఈ 6184. ది అధికార సూత్ర ఈ 6181. At the top there is a sutra. Adhikara sutra means in a bunch. The very first sutra is the Adhikara sutra. It comes into every other sutra. In its own place it has no meaning. Just one or two words will be there. They don't have any meaning. But it comes and attaches itself to every other sutra following. That is called Adhikara sutra. And the Adhikara sutra here is Ekaha Purva Parayoho. That is the Adhikara sutra. You see, in Sandhi, there are two, the first one and the last one. Suppose you say Rama Prasalayam. In that Sandhi you have to do. In that Sandhi, Ram has more application. That A, which is ending, which is at the end of the word Rama, that A is the Purva. In Alayam, that Layam has no connection. That which is at the beginning of the word, that participates in the Sandhi. Therefore, in Sandhi, there is a Purva and there is a Para. In Rama plus Alayam, which is Purva? A. Which is Para? A. In Hari plus Ishaha is there. Which is Purva? E. Which is Para? E. So, Purva, Para. Purva, Para, Yoho, Ekaha. దట్ ఈస్ ది పరిభాగ, దట్ ఈస్ ది అధికార సూత్రం. పూర్వపరయో షష్ఠి, షష్ఠి స్థానే యోగ. సో స్థానే యాడ్స్. దేర్ఫోర్ పూర్వపరయో స్థానే ఏక. అండ్ బికాస్ స్థానే హ్యాస్ కమ్, దట్ ఏక విల్ బి ఆదేశ. దేర్ఫోర్ ది పూర్వ అండ్ పర బోత్ విల్ బి సైమల్టేనియస్లీ రిప్లేస్డ్ బై వన్ ఆదేశ. ఇసి దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సంధీస్. Purva is replaced, Para is not disturbed. That is called Purva Rupa Sandhi. Para is replaced, Purva is not disturbed. That is called Para Rupa Sandhi. You must have heard this. Enge Para Rupam, the Para Rupa Sandhi. Purva Rupa Sandhi Kuda is also there. We will come across that. But this is a third variety. In fact, it is coming as the first variety here. Both Purva and Para are replaced by one. Adesha is always one. Only Purva is replaced, Para is not disturbed, Purva Rupa Sandhi. Para is replaced, Purva is not disturbed, Para Rupa Sandhi. Both Purva and Para are replaced. You see, it comes under the category of Ek of Purva Parayoho. All such Sandhis are in one place. That is the Adhikara Sutra. And this Adgunaha comes under that category. And then Ikoyanachi is there. From Ikoyanachi, that Achi comes into here, this. That Achi goes everywhere. That Sankhya, if you see, you can appreciate how it comes. Ikoyanachi, it is 74. But this is 84 it is. So that Achi is coming, the whole bunch it is coming. In the same section, 6174, 6184. So Achi. Aat Panchami. So Aat Tapara, Aat means Akara. It is not Tapara Karanam, it is Panchami Ekavachanam. It is not Tapara Karanam, it is not fixing Ta there, it is Panchami Ekavachanam. A is there. When A means Aichashtadishanam Saunjya. that kind of akarat. Yeah, avarnat, he says. Avarna, it is not hrasva akara or any akara. Avarnat, so panchami means following something. Tasmadityuttarasya, tasminiti niddishte purvasya, tasmadityuttarasya. When you say panchami, something following, that is the meaning. So avarnat achi comes. Achi means achi pare. So avarna is there. Avarna means generally it could be a or it could be a. Plutam is never the issue. Plutam is not, just we counted it, but don't bother about Plutam. In normal examples, Pluta won't come. Where Pluta comes, the rules are different, we will see that. Therefore, a or a, this kind of a situation. For example, Rama plus Alayam, A is there. Or it could be Rama plus Alayam, A could be there. So when Avarna is there, and the Achi is following. Avarnat Achi Pare, Purvaparayoha Ekaha Gunaha Adeshasyat. The first one and the second one, Purva and Para, both are replaced by one Adesha, and that Adesha is always Guna. Guna means it could be A or A or O. We have to choose one of those three. How are you going to choose? Sthanentaratamaha prasakte sati antaratama adeshasyat. That is the vritti, that you have to say sutram like that. You should not simply say sthanentaratamaha prasakte sati sadrushatamaha adeshasyat. Up to that it is not meaningful. So like that you have to say. Anyway, so you have to see among these three which one will fit, that you have to see. It's a combination, you have to carefully see. Purva is there, sthana, how purva sthana, parasthana, keep them there. And look at the three gunas. And which one fit into the place of those two. Like that, you have to decide. Rama alayam is not the example, that is Savarnavarghasandhi example. So Rama ishaha, that could be the example, I will tell that. So this is the guna sandhi. Now you read the vritti. Avarnat achipare purvaparayoho eko gunaha adeshasyat. That is how you have to say. Suppose I ask you, what is guna sandhi? You have to say at gunaha avarnat achipare purvaparayoho eko gunaha adeshasyat. Up to that you have to say. Then you have known. Simply saying at gunaha doesn't mean anything, you know, because all the anuvrittis etc., where are they? In at gunaha they are, in fact at gunaha has some meaning in it. At is there, gunaha is there. Sometimes you don't have any such thing. Tehe. What are you going to do now? Tehe. What is tehe? So there is so much for it. Once all these conditions are satisfied, the T will disappear. Teha lopasyata, something like that. Even adva parimanecha, what does it mean? Unless you get that vanta and all those things from above. So, the anuvrittis are very important. And so the vritti, the brief explanatory sentence, it includes all the anuvrittis. Now, this I will briefly explain to you. He has given the example of Upendraha. Just you follow the explanation.
Upa plus Indraha. Avarnat Achipare. This is Avarna. E is Ach. Avarnat Achipare. Purva Parayoha Eko Gunaha Adeshasyat. Purva is A. Para is E. Don't bother about nakara. E is para. In the place of these two, eko gunaha adeshasyat. Gunaha means a, a, o. One of these three should come. A akuha visarjaniyanam kanthaha. Ichu yashanam talu.
Now you choose one of these three which fits into these both positions,
because it has to replace both. The paribhasha is the sthanentara tamaha. A is kantha. Edaito kantha paru.
Oh, kanthostham. Did you by heart all these things? I have by heart.
Now which one you will choose?
Kanthatalu
you will choose. Because you have to choose one of them which has to replace both A and E. And look at the positions and tell which you have to choose. A you have to choose. Because A is the most appropriate one, antaratamaha, closest to the things that are being replaced. Therefore, A will come. Upendraha. That is how it comes. Gangodakam. Ganga plus udakam. You see here, it is not taparakaranam, avarna. It could be any akara. Therefore, dirgha example he gave. Ganga, purva is what? A. Kara is U. So avarnat achipare. A is avarna and ach is following. U is the ach. Now you have to choose one guna. So, A, akuhavisajjaniyanam kanthaha, U. So, ichoishanam talu, U is what? Upupadvaniyanam oshthau. Oshthau is the sthanam for U. Kantha Oshtha. Now Kantho Oshtham. Oh, welcome. Gangodakam. That is the Guna Sandhi. You have finished the Guna Sandhi. Very nice. So you rest here. Study these. So you have done Echoyava Yavaha Vantoyi Pritchaye. Very important sutra. Vantoyi Pritchaye. Then Adva Parimanecha is a very simple sutra. Then Adem Gunaha, Taparastat Kalasya, and then Ad Gunaha. So this much you study well. Again on Monday we'll have the class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు. మండే ఓం గణానాం త్వా గణపతిం హవామహే. జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆనశృణ్వన్మూర్తిభిః సీద సాదనం శ్రీమహాగణాధిపతయే నమః. ఓం నమః పాణిని కాత్యాయన పతంజలిభ్యః. శబ్ద విద్యా సంప్రదాయ కర్తృభ్యః పరమ ఋషిభ్యః నమో మహద్భ్యో నమో గురుభ్యః. వి ఆర్ లుకింగ్ అట్ గుణ సంధి. We are looking at Guna Sandhi. Guna definition. Sanjna Sutram is Ad Gunaha, no Adem Gunaha. Then Guna Sandhi, the main Sutram is Ad Gunaha. Avarnat Achipate, Purva Parayor Eko Guna Adeshasyat. We have seen up to that. Then, now we are taking up one Sanjna Sutram, which defines a particular idvarna, it is. Okay? You may say that the purpose, etc., you will come to know. We are still in the guna only. After guna, we will go to vruddhi. Upadeshe janunasika it. Parachadam. Upadeshe. Ach. Anunasikaha. It. That is the sutra. Self-explanatory sutra. No anurta, etc. is required.
ఉపదేశ మీన్స్ ఆద్యోచ్చారణం. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ పాణిని హస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సూత్రాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ఉపదేశ. ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ఉచ్చారణ వాజ్ డన్ బై పాణిని, దేర్ ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ ఉపదేశ. అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ ఉపదేశ మీన్స్ ఇన్ ది సూత్రాస్ ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఎన్ హచ్, హచ్ మీన్స్ ఆ ఈవు ఎట్సెట్రా టు ఏ ఓ ఐ అప్ టు దాట్. ఇఫ్ ది హచ్ ఈజ్ అనునాసిక, హచ్ కుడ్ బి అనునాసిక ఆర్ ఇట్ కుడ్ బి అననునాసిక. ఇఫ్ ది హచ్ ఈజ్ అనునాసిక దెన్ ఇట్ విల్ బి ఇత్, ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఇత్, మీన్స్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఎ మార్కర్. యు సీ టిల్ నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ఇత్ వర్ నాస్ ఓన్లీ యాజ్ ఎ హల్, ఐ ఓన్ న రలోక్ క లైక్ దాట్. సో ఈవెన్ తపనస్ తత్కాల్ దేర్ ఆల్సో తకార ఇస్ ది ద్వర్ణ. సో దిస్ వే ఓన్లీ హల్ ఈజ్ ఇ ద్వర్ణ, అప్ టు నౌ వీఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ ఇట్, బట్ ఇట్ నీడ్ నాట్ బి హల్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి అచ్ ఆల్సో. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఏధ వృద్ధ ధాతు ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ దట్ ధాతు ఏధ ఐజ్ ఇట్, సో దట్ విల్ డిసపియర్. ఇట్ సర్వ్స్ ఎ పర్పస్, మేక్స్ ఇట్ పర్సన్ ఆత్మనేపది, టు ఫిక్స్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఆత్మనేపది ఈజ్ యూస్డ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇత్, అండ్ సో ఇట్ ఫిక్సెస్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఆత్మనేపది అండ్ దెన్ డిసపియర్స్ మార్కర్. సో యూఆర్ లెఫ్ట్ విత్ ఏధ్. సో లైక్ దట్ ది అచ్ ఆల్సో కుడ్ బి ఇద్వర్ణ. అండ్ సో హౌ టు నో విచ్ అచ్ ఇస్ ఇట్, ది అచ్ మస్ట్ బి అనునాసిక. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అనునాసిక ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇత్. హౌ టు నో అనునాసిక ఐ విల్ టెల్ యూ, బట్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్రం. ఓకే, యు సే నౌ ఉపదేశే హిన్ ఉపదేశ అనునాసిక ద నేసల్ అచ్ లెవెల్ ఇత్ బికమ్స్ ఇద్వర్ణ. వెరీ క్లియర్ వృత్తి. ఉపదేశే అనునాసిక అచ్ ఇత్సంజ్ఞ స్యాత్. ఉపదేశే ఇన్ ఉపదేశ అనునాసిక ద నేసల్ అచ్ లెవెల్ ఇత్సంజ్ఞ స్యాత్ గెయిన్స్ ది నేమ్ ఇత్. ఓకే, దెన్ హౌ టు నో ఐ విన్ రులుక్ ఏదో ఐచ్ లైక్ దట్ ది సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. హౌ టు నో సో మెనీ అచ్ సో మెనీ లెవెల్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ వితౌట్ లెవెల్ యూ కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ ప్రొనౌన్స్ ఎనీథింగ్. హౌ టు నో విచ్ ఇస్ ది అచ్, విచ్ విచ్ అచ్ ఈజ్ అనునాసిక, బికాస్ అన్లెస్ యూ నో దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అనునాసిక యూ కెనాట్ నో దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇత్, అండ్ అన్లెస్ యూ నో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇత్ యూ కెనాట్ మేక్ ఎ ప్రత్యాహార విత్ ఇట్. సో హౌ టు నో దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇత్, సో దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ పరిభాష. ది నెక్స్ట్ వన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ పరిభాష. ప్రతిజ్ఞానునాసిక్యాః పాణినీయాః, దట్ ఈస్ ది పరిభాష. పాణినీయాః మీన్స్ ది సిలబుల్స్ దట్ ఆర్ ప్రొనౌన్స్డ్ బై పాణిని. పాణినినా ప్రోక్తాః వర్ణాః పాణినీయాః, ది సిలబుల్స్ దట్ ఆర్ ప్రొనౌన్స్డ్ బై పాణిని మీన్స్ ద సూత్రాస్ ఇత్యర్థః. ప్రతిజ్ఞ అనునాసిక్యాః మీన్స్ విచ్ ఈజ్ అనునాసిక విచ్ ఈజ్ నాట్, ఆల్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ డిక్లేర్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్. ఓకే, సో హౌ డు వీ నో, యా ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ ది శాస్త్ర, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫిక్స్డ్. పాణిని హెస్ ప్రొనౌన్స్డ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ వే విత్ అనునాసిక, అండ్ హీ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ టు హిస్ శిష్యాస్ దట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ అనునాసిక, అండ్ హిస్ శిష్యాస్ హ్యావ్ నోటెడ్ ఇట్ డౌన్, అండ్ సిన్స్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్. అండ్ సో ఇన్ ది శాస్త్ర ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ అనునాసిక, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫిక్స్డ్. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ యాజ్ అనునాసిక ఈజ్ అనునాసిక, ది రెస్ట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అనునాసిక, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్. బికాస్ ది శాస్త్ర వాజ్ ఒరిజినల్లీ శృతి, ఇట్ వాజ్ ఓన్లీ వెర్బల్, లేటర్ ఇట్ బికేమ్ ఇట్ వాజ్ కమిటెడ్ టు రైటింగ్. అది శాస్త్ర వాజ్ ఒరిజినల్లీ శృతి ఉంది, సో ది మ్యాన్యుస్క్రిప్ట్ ఫామ్ కేమ్ లేటర్. బికాస్ వీఆర్ నౌ హ్యాండ్లింగ్ మ్యాన్యుస్క్రిప్ట్స్, వీ వాంట్ టు నో విచ్ ఈజ్ అనునాసిక అండ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ అననునాసిక. Whereas in the earlier days, when everything was oral or verbal tradition, there Anunasika was clearly understood. So this is Anunasika, please make a note like that. So that is how it is. We say that Paniniyaha. The vowels pronounced by Panini, Pratijñānunāsikyāha, have the nasal character well established. Yeah, that is the meaning of that. Okay? Now, okay, you tell us what is the meaning, what is that vowel which is Anunasika. Okay, you take it now. Like that is coming from the tikas. I will look along, I out, however, up to that there is no Anunasika. Lan, that I is there, lan. So Panini, instead of pronouncing it as lan, he pronounced it as lan, like that he pronounced, with nose. That is Anunasika. Therefore, now that A, sitting over Lakara, is it. Okay? You got the thing? So that Lanna Akara is Idvarna. Now you can make Pratyaharas. So, what kind of Pratyaharas you can do? Hayavarat Lanna. Okay? In that Hayavarat Lanna, that Ra is there. In that Ra, the A is only for the purpose of Uchcharana. There, one Vakya we have said, that Vakya is Hakaradishvakara Uchcharanarthaha. Ha, ya, va, there only consonants are implied. Ha, ya, va, only those consonants are implied. But you cannot pronounce consonants without the assistance of vowels. So to make pronunciation possible, he has put A everywhere. Therefore, that A which is there only for the purpose of pronunciation, we remove it. Hayavarata, tu is idvarna, remove it. R it is, that R. Though you said hayavarata, it is the R. Now, that R you take, that is the beginning. Adirantyena saheta, antyena ita sahita adihi. Madhyadanam svasyacha samudhya syat. Like that you should say. I remember that particular one. I may not remember everyone, but that is how you are supposed to remember. That is how the pratyahara is created. You begin with something and add the dvarna. Antyena itasahitaha adihi. Then that becomes a pratyahara and becomes a samudhya for every word, every syllable in between, including the very first one. That is the method. Now start with R, Hayavarata R. Then Lanna A you add to that. It becomes a Ra. Only thing is that Akara is Anunasika. Okay, understood. Now this Ra becomes Pratyahara. Therefore it is Saudhya for what? It is Saudhya for Ra. Two you remove and L. Rakara Lakara. So now we got a new pratyahara, which is the Ra, meaning Rakara and Lakara. Got it? So for the purpose of this pratyahara, this sutra came. In fact, in Edha Dhatu, that Akara is also Idvarna, based on this sutra only, Upadeshe Janunasika Itu, there also it applies. But as of now, this is where this sutra is applied. And so by applying this sutra, two things we have achieved. One, the akara in lan is idvarna. Two, combining it with the refa or the rakara of the hayavarat, we have made a pratyahara which sounds as ra, that stands for refa or refa we say. Repha means Ra. Ra is called Repha and also Lakara. Okay? He says that. Lan sutrasthavarnena saha uchyaryamano repha ralayo sudhya వంశూత్రస్థావర్ణేన సహ టుగెదర్ విత్ ది అకార దట్ ఈస్ ప్రెజెంట్ ఇన్ ది సూత్ర లన్ ఉచ్చార్యమాణ ప్రొనౌన్స్డ్ రేఫ ర ఆఫ్ ది హయవరట్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ సే ఇట్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఆఫ్ ది హయవరట్ రలయోహ సంజ్ఞా ఈస్ ది సింబల్ ఫర్ రేఫ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ లకార కాట్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఓకే వెరీ నైస్ యు సే ఇట్ అగైన్ లం సూత్రస్థావర్ణేన సహోచార్యమాణో రేఫో వలయో సంజ్ఞా ఓకే వెన్ యు సే రేఫ యు హ్యావ్ టు సే ఫ ఓన్లీ యు షుడ్ నాట్ సే ఫ ఇన్ సంస్కృత్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఫ దట్ ఈస్ ఉర్దూ ఇన్ సంస్కృత్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఫ ఫలం కర్మ ఫలం నాట్ కర్మ ఫల దర్ ఇస్ నో సచ్ థింగ్ కర్మ ఫలం పఫ పఫ ఫల్గు ఫలం లైక్ దట్ రేఫ ఓకే నౌ వి హవ్ ఎ న్యూ ప్రత్యాహార ర ఇట్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ రేఫ అండ్ లకార ఓకే వి ఆర్ యూజింగ్ ద ప్రత్యాహార స్ట్రైట్ అవే పురంద్ర పరహ ఉహు అన్ రపరహ ఫస్ట్ ఐ హావ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు యూ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఉహు యు టెల్ మీ డూ యూ నో ది శబ్ద ధాతృ ధాతృ శబ్దం రకారాంత పుంలింగో ధాతృ శబ్ద ఓకే యు నో ఇట్ ఓకే యు సే ఇట్ రకారాంత పుంలింగో ధాతృ శబ్ద బ్రహ్మా వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ధాత ధాతా ధాతారౌ ధాతారః హే ధాతః హే ధాతారౌ హే ధాతారః హే ధాతః సర్గ ఇట్ ఇస్ ధాతారం ధాతారౌ ధాతృన్ ధాత్రా ధాతృభ్యాం ధాతృభిః ధాత్రే ధాతృభ్యాం ధాతృభ్యః ధాతుః ధాతృభ్యాం ధాతృభ్యః ధాతుః ధాత్రోః ధాతృణాం ధాతరి ధాత్రోః ధాతృషు ఏవం శాస్త ఇత్యననాంద ఇత్యాదయః యు ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు నో ఆల్ దిస్ థింగ్స్ ఓకే సో దిస్ ది ధాతు దిస్ శబ్ద యూ షుడ్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ ది శబ్ద వాట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రాతిపదిక ధాతృ ధాతృ ఇస్ ది ప్రాతిపదిక వాట్ ఈస్ ది షష్ఠీ ఏకవచనం ధాతు ఉహు సో సపోజ్ ది శబ్ద ఈజ్ రు నాట్ ధాతృ సో రిమూవ్ ధాత్ ఎస్ రు రకార ఇస్ ది శబ్ద What will be Shashti for that? Uhu. Urandra paraha. Therefore, uhu means Shashti ekavachanam. It means rukarasya ityartha. Okay? Then, raparaha. What is this ru? You have seen ru, it stands for 30 రుణివర్ణయోర్ మిథ సావర్ణ్యం వాచ్యం రూ దే హౌ మెనీ రూస్ ఆర్ దేర్ 18 ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హౌ మెనీ రూ ఆర్ దేర్ 12 బికాస్ దీర్ఘ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్ సో 12 ఆర్ దేర్ సో 18 ప్లస్ 12 30 ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ ఇండికేటెడ్ బై రు ఓకే సో ఉహు మీన్స్ రుకార 18 వెరైటీస్ లుకార 12 varieties, all are included in that ru. Okay? He says that ru iti trimshatas saudhya ityuktam. So, he is just reminding you, Earlier it was said, Ru, it stands for 30, 18 of Rukara and 12 of Lukara. You just technically 30, but for our regular use, we use Ru and Ru, Virgha, Hraswa and Virgha, two of them, and Lu, Hraswa. Only three we use. Pluta we use very rarely. Okay? Ananunasika, Ananunasika, Udatta, Anudatta, Swarita, these are all not our problem. Therefore, for us, three things. Ru, Ru, Lu. These three are indicated by the syllable Ru. Ru itti trijumshata sajna ityuktam. Therefore, here Uhu is there. Uhu means Shashti Yatavachanam. So, Parihasha is there. Shashti Sthane Yoga. Wherever you see Shashti, add Sthane to that. So, Uhu means Uhu Sthane. Means Rukarasya Sthane. In the place of Rukara. In the place of Rukara means in the place of Ru, or in the place of Ru, or in the place of Lu. That is the meaning. Uhu. And Anna, whatever Anna. Anna means A-I-U-N. A-I-U. These three. Evara, Ari, Aru, whatever Anna comes, so Raparaha, that Anna comes followed by Ra always. Ra means Repha. That means if A comes, it comes as Ar. If E comes, it comes as Ir. If U comes, it comes as Ur. If it is Lukara, instead of Rukara, if it is Lukara, then A comes as Al. E comes as in, U comes as un. Because Pratyahara, Raparaha, Ra stands for Ra as well as La. Just now we have done Pratyahara. Okay? So that is the sutra. Follow? Now say Vritti. Tatsthane Yon Saha Raparasanneva Pravartate. Tatsthane, in the place of Rukara, which means Ru, Ru, Lu. Yaha, which? An. An comes. Saha, that An. Which means A, E, U. Raparasanneva. Always followed by Ra. Which means Ra or La. Pravartate appears. That is how it is. When I explain the sutra to you, the example, you will know better. So it is like this. Oh.
This is a verb.
Okay?
So you have Krishna plus Riddhihi. Riddhihi means wealth. Samriddhihi, you have heard, that Riddhihi. So Krishna means Krishnasya Riddhihi, Shashti Tatpurusha. The wealth of Krishna. Krishna plus Riddhihi. Now you see Krishna Akara is there. That A is Ach, Avarna. Akara is Avarna, Ach only, but Avarna. Followed by Ach, Avarna Ad Gunaha, Avarnat Achitare, Purva Parayore, Ko Guna Adeshasyat. So Gunasandhi should come here. Because Avarna is followed by Ach. So you have to now come out with an Adesha, Ekadesha, you know.
An Adesha in the place of A and R. So for these two,
you have to provide an Ekadesha. Purva Parayoho Ekaha Adeshasya. Like Upendraha, Upa plus Indraha, A plus E. So A.
it is the ekadesha in the place of a and e. Similarly, you have to fix an ekadesha in the place of a and r. Okay, now and that ekadesha must be guna. Ad gunaha no gunaha ekadeshasya.
Guna means what? A, e, o, aha.
This is the guna. And sthana, sthanentara tamaha.
What are the sthanas? For a kantha. Okay?
For the rutarashanam murdha.
That is the murdha.
Now, in the place of a and r, whatever comes, that one is in ayun an uranra padaha, that is an, that means a or e or u, and that also comes by association with repha.
Therefore you can get ar or in or ur.
Which one appears the correct one for you? Okay, so ar comes ekadesha, and what is the sthana for kantha?
Kantha murtha. Kantha murtha.
A is kantha, r is murtha, ritarashanam murtha. Then what about gunam? Yeah, the guna is included. A is guna only. Why not the other two? Other two won't come. You see, if you look at it, akoha visarjaniyanam kanthaha, so A will come. And while A is coming, A and O won't come. Kantha talu, kantha oshtham, they won't come. While A comes, it comes along with repha. Because Urandraparaha Sutram is there, and the logic of the Sutram is, in the place of Kantha and Murtha, you should not just have Kantha alone. You should have Kantha Murtha. To make it Kantha Murtha, he has added a R. That is the significance of the Sutram Urandraparaha. Okay, now you can say that. Tatsthane yon saraparasanno vatravartate. The an which comes in the place of rakara always appears followed by repha. That is the meaning of it. So now Krishna plus Riddhihi, Purva Parayoh Ekaha Adeshaha is R. So remove A and R and put R. What will you get? Krishna Riddhihi. Okay? Now, I'll ask you one question. In Dhatram Shaha, Dhatru plus Amshaha, Iko Yanachi N you have done. What is the N that came in the place of R? Ra. Rakaras, in the place of Rakara, N is Ra. Ra means Repha. A won't be there. I say Ra, but A won't be there. A is Uccharanartha. So Repha came, right? Just R. Just R comes, so that is N. But if it is Guna, R comes. Okay? That is the difference between Yanadesha Sandhi and Guna Sandhi. Okay, that is an important difference. Krishnardhihi tavalkaraha. Tava plus lukaraha. Your lukara, that is the meaning of it. Tava plus lukaraha. Again, a plus l. Purva prayoha ekaha deshaha. Now it will be al. Tavalkaraha. Tava plus lukaraha. Tavalkaraha. He has to give an example, therefore he gave. But you generally don't get that. He has to give an example, so he gave it. Okay, then
So then we are coming to another important aspect of gunasandhi. Gunasandhi is not yet over. We say the next sutram. Lopashakalyasya. A number of anurtis are there. Without anurtis, what is there in the sutra? There is only lopaha. Shakalyasya means in the opinion of the Rishi Shakalya. That is it. Means in the opinion of Shakalya it comes. Whatever lopa comes, it comes. Suppose you don't take opinion of Shakalya, then lopa won't come. So that means it is vikalpa. It is optional. So vikalpa can be said by va. Lopo va, if he said, suppose that was the sutram. Then that is vikalpa. That is vikalpa. It is there many places, it comes like that. So va means vikalpa. Why he brought shakalyasya? Shakalya, by saying shakalyasya also it becomes vikalpa. In the opinion of shakalya it comes, means in somebody else's opinion it won't come. Somewhere else he will say avang sphotayanasya. So avang comes in the opinion of sphotayana. He could as well say va, lopo va, which gets the same result. But he expresses his gratitude and reverence to the earlier acharyas. Generally, even while teaching Vedanta, so this Mahatma told like that Mahatma told like that. We always say like that. Why you should say like that? Because I am saying something which the other Mahatma said. I am not saying anything my own. And if I say something of my own, I will tell, this is my own. Otherwise, when I am saying something said by other Mahatma, then I just bring the name of that Mahatma. That amounts to paying respect. That is the tradition. That's why in Brahma Sutra also it is there. In Brahma Sutra also, if you read further, if you go down, so he brings out all kinds of rishis' names. So this rishi opinion is like that. So Ashmaratyaha, like that many rishis are there. Anyway, Shakalya was a grammarian who lived earlier to Panini, and he has examined this issue and he said lopa will come. And there are other opinions which said lopa need not be there. Therefore, vikalpa, optional lopa, ityarthaha. Now, lopa of what and when, those details are filled by anuvritti. So, there is a sutra which will come later, bho, bhago, agho, apurvasya, yoshi. That sutra is there. From that sutra, the word apurvasya will come here. So, having akara in the beginning, that is the meaning of it. Having a to begin with, apurva. Then ashi also comes, as ash follows. Ash means pratyahara. I wonder, look, long, I watch, I ever at a long, you know, Jabai Jabagadash Kapai Sashasar. Jabagadash, up to that, that is ash. Then ash follows. So then there is another sutra. Vyor laghu prayatnatara shakatayanasya. Shakatayana is the name of a grammarian. So vyoho means vakara yakara. Va and ya, they are combined to give us vya, dvivachanam. So shashti dvivachanam becomes vyoho. So apurva A must be there to begin with. Then following there must be va or ya, yoho, or put it in the reverse order, yakara vakara must be there. And then ash must follow. I want to look up to Jabagada Dash. If that happens, then that yakara or vakara, for that lopa will happen. That is the sutra. Lopa means disappearance. The yakara or the vakara, they just disappear. That is the sutra. When you look at the example, you will understand better. So you may say that lopashakalyasya avarnapurvayoho padantayoho yavayoho లోపోవా అశిపరే. ఐ ఫర్గాట్ వన్ మోర్ థింగ్, పదస్య ఇస్ అధికారం, పదస్య హ్యాస్ కమ్ హియర్ అండ్ దెన్ దేర్ ఈజ్ వన్ పరిభాష, ఏన విధిస్తదంతస్య. సో యు సీ దిస్ పదస్య ఇజ్ అ షష్ఠి, వ్యోహ ఇజ్ అ షష్ఠి. సో షష్ఠి గోస్ టు షష్ఠి అండ్ సో పద బికమ్స్ ఎడ్జెక్టివ్ టు వ్యోహ, వకార యకార. అండ్ దెన్ ఇఫ్ పద ఈజ్ ఎడ్జెక్టివ్ సో ఇట్ డజంట్ మీన్ పద. పద ఇస్ ఎడ్జెక్టివ్, వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? పదాంత ఇట్ మీన్స్. ఇట్ ఓన్లీ ఏన విధిస్ తదంతస్య. సో విశేషణం తదంతస్య సంజ్ఞా స్యాత్. వేర్ ఎవర్ యు హ్యావ్ విశేషణ, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ సంజ్ఞ ఫర్ తదంత, ఎక్సెప్ట్ వన్ కేస్, సప్తమి సింగిల్ లెటర్ కేస్. తస్మిన్ విధిస్ తదాదావల్గ్రహణే, దట్ ఈస్ ది పరిభాష, వాంతో ఇ ప్రత్యయే, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్. సో ఎక్సెప్ట్ సప్తమి సింగిల్ లెటర్ కేస్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ తదాదిగ్రహణం, ఇన్ ఆల్ అదర్ ఎడ్జెక్టివ్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్ తదంత గ్రహణం విల్ కమ్. సో హియర్ పద ఈజ్ ఎడ్జెక్టివ్ టు వకార యకార, దేర్ ఫోర్ పద మీన్స్ పదాంత. సో ద వకార ఆర్ యకార మస్ట్ బి ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద ఆల్సో, పదాంతయో వకార యకారయో, నాట్ జస్ట్ లైక్ దట్ వే యూ సీ యకార ఆర్ వకార, యూ జస్ట్ రిమూవ్ ఇట్, నాట్ దట్ వే. ద యకార అండ్ వకార మస్ట్ బి ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద, ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద. పద ఈజ్ పద, సుప్తిగంతం పదం, అండ్ దెన్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి అకార బిఫోర్ దెమ్, అండ్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి అస్ ఆఫ్టర్, అండ్ దెన్ దట్ యకార ఆర్ వకార ఈజ్ ఆప్షనల్లీ ఎలిమినేటెడ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది సూత్ర. సో యూ మీ సే అగైన్, అవర్ణపూర్వయో పదాంతయో యవయోర్లోప వా అశిపరే. అవర్ణపూర్వయో హ్యావింగ్ అకార ఎర్లియర్, పదాంతయో అకరింగ్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్, యవయో ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ యకార అండ్ వకార, లోపహ లోప వా ఆప్షనల్లీ హ్యాపెన్స్. అశిపరే ఇఫ్ అష్ ఫాలోస్. ఓకే, సో వీ విల్ అప్లై దిస్ అండ్ దెన్ అగైన్ ఐ విల్ రిమైండ్ యూ వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది కండిషన్స్ దట్ మస్ట్ బి సాటిస్ఫైడ్ ఫర్ ఎలిమినేటింగ్ యకార ఆర్ వకార. బట్ బిఫోర్ దాట్ దెర్ ఈజ్ వన్ అధికార సూత్రం. ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ వాట్ ఈజ్ అన్ అధికార సూత్ర. అధికార సూత్ర మీన్స్ దట్ సూత్ర డజంట్ హెల్ప్ యూ టు ఫార్మ్ ఎనీ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆర్ ఎనీ సచ్ థింగ్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నో మ్యాండేట్ ఇన్ ఇట్. అధికార సూత్రం హ్యాస్ నో మ్యాండేట్ ఇన్ ఇట్. మ్యాండేట్ ఈ సూత్ర ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ విధి సూత్ర. దిస్ అధికార సూత్ర ఇట్ గోస్ అండ్ హెల్ప్స్ ఆల్ ది సూత్రాస్ దట్ ఫాలో ఇట్, లైక్ పదస్య ఈజ్ అధికారం. అండ్ వీ జస్ట్ నో సెడ్ లోపశాకవ్యస్య, దట్ పదస్య కేమ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ అండ్ దేర్ బై ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్సింగ్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ సూత్ర, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అధికార సూత్ర. సో నౌ పూర్వత్రా సిద్ధం ఇస్ ది అధికార సూత్రం. యు సీ ది నెంబర్, యు సీ పూర్వత్రా సిద్ధం నెంబర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ 8 to 1. ఓకే, యు సీ పాణినీస్ సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు 8 అధ్యాయాస్. దట్స్ వై పాణినీస్ టెక్స్ట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అష్టాధ్యాయి. అండ్ ఈచ్ అధ్యాయ హ్యాస్ 4 quarters, 4 padas. ఓకే, అండ్ ఈచ్ పాద హ్యాస్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ సూత్రాస్, వాట్ ఎవర్ నెంబర్, ది నెంబర్ వేరీస్, డజంట్ మ్యాటర్. నౌ 7 adhyayas are completed. You have seen that 8th, 2nd, 1. 7 adhyayas are completed. We are in the 8th adhyaya. The first pada is also completed. We are in the 2nd pada. Okay? And the very first sutra. So, this location is very important. Now, this Purvatra Siddham Sutram is there. This is Avagraha. This is Avagraha. Avagraha means Akara is missing. Purvatra Siddham
So this is 8-2-1.
So before this sutra, you have, what you have got is 7 adhyayas and 1 pada. Correct?
Therefore, what you have before is sapada, saptadhyayi. Just you first understand,
That is what you have before. Sapada, saptadhyayi. 7 adhyayas with 1 pada. 7 adhyayas plus 1 pada.
And what you have after is tripadi.
Only tripadi is there, only the 3 padas are left. This being adhikara sutram, it doesn't go above, it goes below. For example, it goes to 8-2-2. It goes to 8-2-3, etc. And then it goes to 8-3-1, etc. And then it goes to 8-4-1, etc. Up to the end of the Shastra. Okay? And what it does, you know, it goes to 8-2-2. Being 8-2-1, it goes to 8-2-2. And it tells 8-2-2. You know what it tells? Because that is Adhikara, you know. It influences the meaning of that sutra by its own meaning, by adding its own meaning. So what it tells is, Purvatra means if the earlier sutra is applied, Asiddham, you keep mouth shut. That is what it tells. It goes to 8-2-2 and tells, any sutra other than you, earlier to you, if that applies, then you keep yourself quiet, don't move, don't apply yourself. Okay? Therefore, what it tells is, when sapada saptadhyayi, a sutra belonging to sapada saptadhyayi has to apply, then tripadi has to keep quiet. Tripadi has no relevance anymore. That it tells. Right? Not only that, within the tripadi, when the later sutra applies, when the earlier sutra applies, the later sutra becomes redundant. That is the meaning of that sutra. You follow it? So now I will frame it like this. You see, purvatra siddham. Purvasmin shastre kartavye sapada saptadhyayin prati tripadi asiddha. When the early shastra is sutram, the mandate, when the earlier mandate has to apply, this situation comes when one mandate from here and one mandate from there, both are applying, then only it happens. So he fixes that sutra in a very correct position. And so now the structure of the entire sutras is now fixed. You cannot change. You cannot alter the sutras from here to there. Because the Purvatra Siddham rule has to apply. Therefore the meaning is, when a sutra from Sapada Saptadhyayi applies, then the Tripadi Sutra will become redundant. It won't come into the picture. It will go back. Asiddham. And within the Tripadi, if two sutras are coming into the same place, then the earlier sutra has to be applied and the later sutra becomes Asiddham. That is the Adhikara Sutra. Now you say, Purvatra Siddham Sapada Saptadhyayin Prati Tripadya Siddha Tripadyamapi Purvam Prati Param Shastrama Siddham Sapada Saptadhyayin Prati with reference to the 7 adhyayas and the first pada of the 8th adhyaya, tripadi, the remaining 3 padas of the 8th adhyaya,
asiddha become irrelevant. Okay? Tripadyamapi. Even in the three quarters of the eighth adhyaya, namely second, third and fourth, purvam prati, with reference to the earlier sutra, param shastram, the later mandate, asiddham, is redundant. That is the situation. Therefore, now the Panini has the entire Shastra in his command. All the Sapada Saptadhyayi is here, and the Tripadi is here. In a given situation, one sutra from there comes, and another sutra from here is about to come, it will go back. It won't come. Only that sutra will come and apply. In a different situation, within the Tripadi, an earlier sutra tries to apply and the later sutra tries to apply. When the later sutra notices that the earlier sutra is going and applying, it will go back. It won't come near. So wherever there are two sutras applying, you have to apply this method. Okay? That is the scheme. Now I will explain to you.
First you understand, later you can write. There is a Hare Iha.
Iha means here. Hare means O Hari. So, Echo Yavayavaha. Echaha. What is that? Echo Yavayavaha. Echam Achipare Ayavayavaha. Suhu Achipare. Like that Vritti is there. So, H is there, when Ach is followed, I of, they come. So that situation is sitting here. This is the Ach and this is the H. So A gets Ayadesha.
So what you will get is Haray Iha. You see, this is
not Ekadesha. This is not Ekadesha. Puroparyoha Ekadesha Hana. In the place of H, Ayadesha will come. E remains E.
Haraya Iha.
Now, Lopashakalyasya. Avarna Purva, Yakara is there. It is Padanta. Avarna Purva. Ash follows. Therefore, Lopashakalyasya you apply. Hara Iha. Yakara will disappear. Optionally, when you disappear, now adem adgunaha. Adgunaha. Adgunaha means avarnat achipade. Purva parayoha eko guna adeshasyat. And aandi in the place of aandi like upendraha. A should come. But what is the number of adgunaha?
So
when Adgunaha comes near here, then Lopashakalyasya will go back. Because this is in the Tripadi. Purvasmin Shastriya Kartavya Param Shastram Asiddham Syat. Therefore, when Lopashakalyasya tries to be applied, the Parashastra will become Asiddha. Therefore, it will go back. When this will go back, then this will go back to this level. Because Lopa won't happen. And therefore, Haraya Iha will come. When Haraya Iha is there, then Adgunaha rule cannot apply.
because there is no achievement vikara is sitting there. Therefore atmanaha doesn't apply here, it remains as hara iha. That's the point. So here Purvatra Siddham is introduced. Hara iha, hara iha. I will explain to you how. Hare iha iti sthite. You may as well say in Sanskrit, while well, Sanskrit is not difficult. Iti sthite means as it is there. Echo yavaya vaha iti sutrena ayadeshe haraya iha iti jate. Jate means it became. Lopashakalyasya avarnapurvayoho padantayoho yavayoho lopasyat ashipare. Like that you should say iti sutrena yakara lope hara iha iti jate adgunaha iti sutrena gune kriyamane sati lopashakalyasya iti sutram tripadisthatvat. Because it is in Tripadi. Asiddham bhavati. Ataha haraya iha ityeva bhavati. Ataha adgunaha iti sutram na pravartate. Did you understand or not? Sanskrit, is it difficult or easy? So if I have to explain this in English, I have to break my head and you have to break your head. But anyway, I'll say in English. Hare iha is there to begin with. Then H-O-Y-A-V-A-Y-A-V-A-H-A you apply. And it becomes haraya iha. Then lopashakalyasya applies, optionally. And you get hara iha. Now, if you try to apply adgunaha, this adgunaha is in the sapada saptadhyayi. And therefore, when adgunaha is applied, is tried to apply, the tripadi becomes irrelevant or redundant. And therefore, lopashakalyasya becomes redundant. Therefore, yakara lopa will not be there. Therefore, yakara will be sitting there. And hence, adgunaha cannot apply. So here, the scheme is like this. When adgunaha comes near, lopashakalyasya goes away. That means haraya iha will come back. Then adgunaha will go back. When adgunaha goes back, lopashakalyasya can come in and make yakara disappear optionally. Therefore now you will have two forms. One is harayiha, the other is haraiha. Technically there are two forms. Because Panini, he made that lopa optional by adding shakalyasya. But in literature, that yakara is always disappearing. Lopaha is applied without fail. You don't see generally optional. But technically it is optional. Okay? You may say that hara iha. That is when you apply lopa shakalyasya. Hara iha. When you did not apply lopa shakalyasya. Now, another example. Vishno iha. Hichoyavayavaha. O gets avadesha. Vishnav iha. Lopashakalyasya. Vishna iha. Again, adgunaha, if it tries, the lopa will disappear and vakara comes back. Therefore, adgunaha won't apply. Therefore, Vishna iha. Vishna viha. Is very important sandhi. Very often it comes, everywhere it comes. So there are so many instances where this sandhi will be coming in again and again.
that finishes guna sandhi. Guna sandhi is over. Okay? Now we are starting vriddhi sandhi. So to start vriddhi sandhi, first you should know what is vriddhi. This vriddhi is not the other vriddhi. In the world, vriddhi means growth. That is not here. Vriddhi here has a specific meaning. Saudhnya. So he says, vriddhi radaiche. This is the very first sutra of the Panini. 111. So very first sutra. So Panini has no special prayer. He has no prayer. Prayer is a, he might have done within his heart, you know. You see, suppose I come to take class, I do prayer so that all others also can join in the prayer. Or I can do prayer in my heart. You cannot demand that Swamiji do prayer. I can do, I need not do it explicitly. I can do it implicit. Possible. I will say something in my heart and start the class. No, no, why you did not do prayer means I have done it. How do you know that I have not done? If you want to do prayer, you go ahead and do it. So that is how it is. Anyway, we don't know whether Panini did prayer or not. But there is an opinion that he did prayer. How? By saying vriddhihi, he has prayed. Because vriddhi means Brahma. Bruha, bruhi, vriddhau. Brahma, you know, parabrahma. Jagatkaranam Brahma is indicated by the word vriddhi. Therefore, by saying vriddhi, he has remembered Jagatkaranam Brahma, and that is his prayer. That is how they say. In Brahma Sutra also, Shankara has not done any prayer. Shmadasmut Pracheyagochara Yoha, like that he starts. There is no prayer. Then somebody said, because he did not do prayer. How do you know that whether he did not do prayer or not? He might have done. Assuming that he did not do prayer, the first sentence is a prayer. Because in the first sentence he has remembered Atma. So, you think of Atma, that becomes a prayer. You think of ego, that becomes a bondage. You think of Atma, that is the prayer. So, pratasmarami hridi samspurad atmatattvam. So, Atma or vriddhi, vriddhi means parabrahma, braha, bruhi, vriddha, that is the prayer. Vriddhi radaich. He could have started with adeṁ gunaha. He could have started with that. Adeṁ gunaha. So, he did not start like that. He started as vriddhi radaich. And immediately adeṁ gunaha is there, I suppose. Huh? Immediately adeṁ gunaha. So, purposefully he put vriddhi. It doesn't matter whether you start with adeṁ gunaha or vriddhi radaich. He started with vriddhi radaich. And then adeṁ gunaha. So, those of you who know Telugu may be able to appreciate. Somebody asked, why should he not start with adeṁ gunaha? Then the person replied, nīka adeṁ gunam. He wanted to do a prayer. And he started it as vṛddhi rādaich. So you object to that also? Adeṁ gunamaya. So adeṁ gunaha, that is how they say. Vṛddhi rādaich. Now you say the vṛtti, ādaiccha vṛddhi saujñya syāt. Here taparakaranam is there. Taparakaranam is there, taparastatkālasya. Therefore the kāla is fixed. Harasva means harasva only, dirgha means dirgha only. So ā is vṛddhi. Ā is not vṛddhi. Taparakaranam is there, you know. And then ait. Ait, vriddhi radaich, aich, sorry, aich. So taparastatkalasya taha paraha esmatsaha tatparascha tatkalasya samudnyasyad. Therefore even aich, there is taparakaranam. Therefore aich means I, au, no pluta. I can have pluta, au can have pluta, no harasva, but pluta could be there. But pluta is eliminated because tatkalasya. Therefore, A, I, O, దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ వృద్ధి. ఆ ఏ ఓ ఆర్ గుణ, ఆ ఐ ఔ ఆర్ వృద్ధి. వృద్ధిరాదైచ్. నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర వృద్ధిరేచి. దిస్ ఈజ్ విధి సూత్రం. ది వృద్ధి సంధి సూత్ర ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇసి ఫ్రమ్ ఆద్గుణ ఆత్ విల్ కమ్ హియర్. ది ఆద్గుణ నెంబర్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ ఇట్ కమ్స్. ది నెంబర్ విల్ టెల్ యూ దట్ దే ఆర్ సంహౌ కనెక్టెడ్. ఆద్గుణ ఇస్ 6184 అండ్ దిస్ 6185. సో ఆత్ కమ్స్ హియర్. సో అవర్ణాత్, ఆత్ మీన్స్ అవర్ణాత్. ఏచి మీన్స్ ఏచి పరే సప్తమి. ఏచి ఫాలో ఫాలో వృద్ధి సత్. దెన్ ఏకః పూర్వపరయో అధికార సూత్ర ఆల్సో కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్. సో పూర్వపరయో ఏక వృద్ధి ఏకాదేశ సత్. లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్. సో దేర్ ఈజ్ ఆ అవర్ణ, దెన్ ఏచ్ ఫాలోస్. దెన్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అవర్ణ అండ్ దట్ ఏచ్ బోత్ ఆర్ ఎలిమినేటెడ్ అండ్ వన్ వృద్ధి విల్ కమ్. ఉచ్ వృద్ధి విల్ కమ్. దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ ఆఫ్ దమ్. సో స్థానేంతరతమ విల్ బి అప్లైడ్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది సూత్ర. దిస్ సూత్ర ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్సెప్షన్ టు గుణ. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అపవర్. టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ దేర్, ఉత్సర్గ సూత్ర, అపవాద సూత్ర. సో ఐ టెల్ యూ హౌ.
Avarna is there. If it is followed by ach, you will get guna. Purva prayoho eko gunaha adeshasya. Whereas if it is followed by ach, you will get purva prayoho ekaha vruddhihi adeshasya.
In these two sutras, the conditions are all same. The beginning point is akara and ekadesha, purva paryoha ekadesha. And the only thing is, ach includes h. Ach has a wider arena, whereas h has a smaller arena. You tell me this, between rule and exception, which will have a wider arena? Rule. And which will have a shorter arena?
Exception.
So based on that we decide which is general Utsarga Sutra and which is Apavada Sutra.
Utsarga means general. This is Apavada.
General and exception. Therefore, if you combine these two, what will come? Ach means A, E, U, Ru, Lu, A, O, I, Au. That is Ach. So when Avarna is followed by Ach, but not H, that means A, E, U, Ru, Lu, up to that, when A is followed by Ach, Guna will come. And the rest of it, A, O, I, Au, the Vruddhi will come. Therefore, the wider rule is Utsarga and the shorter version is Apavada exception. This is how which is Utsarga, which is Apavada is determined like that. Therefore, Vruddhi Sandhi is Apavada and Guna Sandhi is Utsarga. You may say Vruddhi Rechi Adechi Pare Vruddhi Rekadesha Syat నాపవాదః. విల్ కంటిన్యూ ఇట్ అప్ టు దిస్. యూ స్టడీ వెల్. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.